Chip Roy warns that Republicans will break migration promises if voters stay silent. By Neil Munro on January 15, 2025. Citizens must pressure Republicans' politicians to fulfill their campaign promises on migration, or the legislators will submit to donors and lobbyists. Texas Representative Chip Roy, R., told a D.C. meeting on January 14. "Here's my big bet, for 2025, Republicans are going to count out a big corporate America. K Street lobbyists for cheaper labor, and for tax cuts while the American worker gets screwed. That's what's going to happen if people don't stand up and try to change that," Roy told a meeting hosted by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. Roy has worked on Capitol Hill since 2003, first as a Senate staffer. In 2019, he took his seat in the House and has since played a leading role in migration politics. Those two decades have given him an inside view of money-driven politics in the federal government. "We have utterly failed to address the problem," Roy said. "If we set out to reverse the damage that's been done over the next, say, 4 years of the Trump administration, what are the odds that we do that?" he asked the audience, adding, "What are the odds that we actually remove all of the people that people are saying we're going to remove? I have great faith in Tom Homan, he's a good and dear friend. I've great faith in Stephen Miller. I have great faith in the president, who has the motives, the desires to undo the damage of the Biden administration. But is anybody going to Vegas and bet up or down on whether we remove half of the people that have come here? 20%? Would you go bet your life savings that we will remove even 20% of the people who have come here illegally? I will be very surprised that the willpower of the average Republican is strong enough to do that," he said after the event. "Watch. The reality of hardball politics," Roy said, "is that big corporate interests want cheap labor at the expense of American labor, while the culture of our country is getting twisted around." He continued, "Open borders are being ignored, and while Republicans go out and campaign on securing them, they never fully secure them, and never undo the damage of the fact that they were unsecured in the first place. That's the truth. How do I know this? Well, in 2006 and 2007, when I was in the Senate Judiciary Committee dealing with all of those amnesty bills, that's what they were, and working through those problems. Then fast forward to 2012 and 2013 during the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, then fast forward to 2017 with Goodlatte. We have utterly failed to ever address the problem. And here's the issue, right? We talk about all of the illegal numbers, yet we let in something like 3 million people a year into our country legally. A million-ish green cards, a million-ish guest workers, a million-ish foreign students each year. 3 million. We've let in more people than every country in the world combined. The annual legal inflow, not counting illegals, adds up to almost one permanent or temporary migrant for each of the roughly 3.6 million Americans that are born each year. That annual inflow includes roughly 800,000 foreign graduates for white-collar jobs sought by American graduates. For example, the federal government allows companies and their foreign hiring managers to import roughly 120,000 H-1B contract workers for jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid and more innovative Americans. Companies favor those workers, in part, because they are being paid by the government's offer of green cards. In contrast, American professionals must be paid in cash, which reduces the company's stock values and executive bonuses. This hidden non-dollar economy helps to explain why investors, such as Elon Musk, are determined to protect the H-1B program from popular reforms implemented by Trump in 2020. The reforms were killed by President Joe Biden's deputies, who have sharply increased the white-collar inflow. That huge inflow is blocking many young Americans from jobs. On January 15, the Wall Street Journal reported, "Landing a professional job in the U.S. has become so tough that even Harvard Business School says its MBAs can't solely rely on the university's name to open doors anymore. 23% of job-seeking Harvard MBAs who graduated last spring were still looking for work 3 months after leaving campus. That share is up from 20% the prior year. During a cooling white-collar labor market, the figure was 10% in 2022, according to the school. We should freeze all inflow, probably with some notable exceptions," Roy said after the CIS event, and continued, A freeze would put a whole hell of a lot of pressure on making sure Americans are given opportunities to work. If you look at the numbers, we are crushing the average American worker. And we're subsidizing corporations to bring in cheaper labor at the expense of American workers. If wages go up on the average American worker, I'd say that's probably a good thing. But GOP legislators, he said, pretty much. What they do is the bidding of whoever's in there yelling out the loudest saying, I want cheap labor. For example, Republicans are not focused on the alternative economic strategy of raising Americans' wealth generating productivity with automation and training, he said. I can argue, in the developed countries, the big winners are the countries that have shrinking populations. BlackRock founder Larry Fink said at a 2024 pro-globalist event hosted by the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia. Fink oversees an investment portfolio of $10 trillion as he tries to stay ahead of China's low migration, high-tech manufacturing sector. That, less migration strategy, is something that most people never talked about. We always used to think, a shrinking population is a cause for negative economic growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large, developed countries, such as China and Japan, that have xenophobic anti-immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in, so they have shrinking demographics. These countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. If a promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, emphasis added, will be able to elevate the standard living in countries, the standard of living for individuals, even with shrinking populations. In the United States, 75% of college graduates who majored in a STEM field are not employed in a STEM occupation, he told the meeting. For the last 50 years, we have jammed our foot on the accelerator through both legal and illegal immigration. Anybody on K Street, or anybody in corporate America, who tells you otherwise is lying, he added. I think the average American family who's out there working hard are being stepped on by a government that is more interested in corporate bottom lines than boosting them, Roy said. Hopefully the Trump administration will do something about that. However, Trump has periodically slammed Roy over federal spending, which Roy prefers to reduce.